Crisis will be difficult. The challenge with Christian is how to hold fast with your faith in crisis. How do you hold it together when everything is falling apart? How do you manage it, Pastor, in the midst of crisis? When you are put it one to one, supposed to be two. And one to one, one plus one is still be minus half. How do you hold it together when the external factor is saying something different from what you believe? Until your mindset override your environment, you are not moving forward. Until you get to the point when let the old world scatter, my faith in God is still my faith in God. Until you get to the point when every medical report is against what you hold on to, and you still say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Until when your bank account is completely red, every area to turn to for money closes its door, and you still say, Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all my riches in glory according to his riches. Until you get to that point. Until you get to the point when your child is misbehaving and you said, I know it will end well. Are you getting what I'm saying? Until you get to that point. Until you get to the point and said, I don't care what is falling down. I don't care what is falling apart, but I know my God says there shall be no loss. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want to talk to us today. Brethren, when your circumstances is dictating to you how to serve God, you have not started. This is not for pastor or minister, so I'm talking to everybody. If your circumstances is dictating how you will serve God, you have not started. If you are at the point where everything around you have to dictate your decision for God, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other thing will be added. You know why God put that there? You know that there will be things that want to seek first attention of you. There will be things that will be asking for your first attention. There will be things that will be asking for you to take them first. There will be things that will be so important that you will say, if I don't do this, the world will not move on. So, every second we are faced with choices. Every second. The choice you make determines what happens tomorrow. Don't let's deceive ourselves. Every choice we are making today, every choice. Don't allow the devil to have the last say in your matter. I was talking to somebody, they said they use negative power to serve God. I said, how will you do it? So I carried you from Satan. Come here. And I say, I have water of God. How does it work? How do I manage it? How do I? May mercy speak for you today. Amen. I'm speaking to us today, provision, God's provision in the wilderness. God's provision in the wilderness. Hear me and hear heaven today. God has every ability to provide all your need. God, everything you need. God has every ability. By the way, before I continue preaching, this sideline. This is Christmas season. You know. Your workplaces will be organizing Christmas dinner. Friends will be organizing Christmas dinner. Watch what you eat, too. There are too many people with food poisoning nowadays. So. At least this week, I've seen three. Don't say because you contribute money, you must eat what they eat, too. Use the money as a dash. Are you getting what I'm saying? When I was seeing active service, if we go for dinner, I will pay what they ask everybody to pay. I may get there and drink just a cup of water and leave. Because when the trouble starts, they won't follow you. Christmas party is not coming to your house. So. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I must try Thai food, China food. What other one? Do they eat? Those of you eat that know. Polish food. What other one? Tell me another one. Turkish, English food, Italian. Something you have never eaten in your life. You that they brought up in the village. French cuisine. You that it was, you eat garri in the morning, eat paki in the afternoon, finish it with amala in the evening. You are there again, and bread. You know, there's no way the ewa can be so watery. When you load it with bread, it will stop the watering. Yes, or you load it with garri, it will stop it. You are now eating Thai food. You are now eating pepper that is from the origin source. I'm not saying don't go out. Please, go out. But mind your stomach. Mind your life. Hallelujah. That's just by the way. If you are inviting me for Christmas dinner, don't take me to any restaurant that is not godly. Godly restaurants will provide pounded yam. The worst will be at least jollof rice. Hallelujah. Or just leave me as I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Two people went for Christmas dinner in Nigeria. Sorry for the, by the way, I mean you should laugh. And they went there, they sharp them garri for dinner. I mean, Nigeria just finished. They put garri. But the fish or whatever they put is gone off. They use sakara, eat and finish. One of them is in the hospital. One is at the mercy of his wife. Carry po to toilet every day. Because the moment he says, he's coming home before I get to toilet. In the name of, we are going for dinner. Mercy will speak for you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, this is my year. All I will do before the end of this year will work in my favor. Mercy will speak for me. The anointing of God will speak for me. The meal of today will be the meal of transformation. It will be the meal of healing. It will be me that settles me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Communion is a sacred ordinance. When I say ordinance, is a program of God. It's a second ordinance that signifies provision. It signifies sustenance. And it signifies fellowship with God and with men. I call it, it is the food of the spirit. Hallelujah. Ebo lanje. As we are eating with men, we are eating with God. That is what communion is. It's beyond ordinary. As you eat the physical food, you are eating heavenly provision as well. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 1 Kings 17 verse 4. That's my anchor message. God will provide for you. Amen. Weep not. Your joy is coming. Amen. I don't know what that word is for. Weep not. Your joy is coming. Amen. You see, those who are running around thinking they are running you down, they are all coming to kneel down before you to beg. The Bible says, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the raven to feed you. I have commanded the raven to feed thee there in the brook. Brook is not a stream. It's just a tiny stream of water. It's not a big stream. It is, you know, the water that's brought out from the ground, and it like springs of water. Yeah, very tiny. During summer, it dries out. God is saying a whole prophet to go there. He said, "There I will feed you." The question is, Bram, Paul, how do you go to a place where it's just only springs of water? You didn't farm there. There's nobody living there. How will you get food? Let me ask somebody else. Hey, Sister Anita. Hey, somebody tell you now, carry your bag, go to Odo. You don't know anybody. You don't know where else Odo, but Odo is the best country, the best town in the world. Odo, okay. Best town in the whole of the world. You are hearing it? This one. You have not been listening well to my message. I have mentioned that stand every day. If they send you there, you don't know anybody. You don't know the type of food they eat. You don't even know whether the water will be drinkable. And God said, go there. Live. And you go there, and you say you won't go, and God said, I will feed you there. Do you follow what I'm saying? Says your other someone, God send you to one interior place. You don't know anybody. There's nobody living there. It's in the jungle. And God said, I will feed you there. How do you do it? And that is where communion comes into place. When God is saying, I have the ability to sustain you in drought. I have the ability to make provision possible when everything is against you. Hallelujah. You know, this 1 Kings 17:4 is a proven verse that illustrates God's sovereignty. It talks about God's power. It talks about God's faithfulness. It talks about the ability of God to make provision available. This verse is telling us that I can do it without the help of doctor. He said, I can do it without the help of your employer. I can do it without taking note of your family availability. He said, I can do it putting you in a land where you know nobody and you still succeed. He said, as a child, you can grow even without the love of your parent and still excel. So that is what is this saying. So in context, if we look at the context of this scripture, Elijah is sent to the brooks during a time of drought and famine. So this brook only works when there's no drought. So there was drought. And that was the time God sent him there. But despite the condition, God still miraculously provide. How many of us believe in God's miraculous provision? And that's why I started saying, the moment this woman still believes it is my consultant, you have not started. I have the best consultant in the world. It does not change the matter. Am I talking to somebody? The Bible talks of a woman in the book of Mark. Is it 5:7 or so? Don't read it. I'm not too sure of what I've quoted. But it's the book of Mark chapter 5. He said, she has spent her whole to the physicians. She has spent her whole to the physicians. He said, instead of getting better, it was getting worse. How do you run through it when things are getting worse? And you've done the best you could. You've done all you could. The message of today is the principle of trusting God in the season of difficulties. The principle of relying on God in the time of difficulties. Note this, God's timing God's provision is always timely. No matter how, it will come at the right time. The major thing is we may not know the time of God, but it will come. Give me Philippians 4:19. I've quoted it. Philippians 4:19. It says, and Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. But look at where I started. Why will a statement start with but? How many of you study English? I'm not talking of those who are born here that can speak English. That's a condition part. That means I have been going through some situation, but some things have not worked well for me, but. He said, but my God shall supply all. He didn't say part. All your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not your own glory. Not the wealth your father left behind. Because if it's based on the wealth our father left behind, some of us will not move forward. Because some of us left zero balance. There was an interview, I think it was my wife who said to me, they were asking a guy, he said, how do you become a millionaire? He said, no, that's the wrong question. He said, ask me, how do I become a billionaire? And they asked him, okay, oh, is it that your father left you money? He said, no. He said, my father left me with a minus 20 million to pay off. The father left minus 20 million and he has turned himself to be a billionaire. That's not man's provision. If you go through that, he said, there's the element that God supported me. But I just want to say, it is not that the element that God supported me. There's everything that God did it. Hallelujah. So, God uses, number three, if anybody's writing anything down, God uses unlikely source to feed you. Unlikely source. Where you least expect provision, that's where God uses. Huh? Yeah. The Bible says he uses the raven. Raven is a bird that doesn't look after its own children. When you say the most stingy animal, like church members. Why are you laughing? The most stingy animal, raven. Raven will eat food on his own. If he cannot finish it, he doesn't mind throwing it away. That to feed his own children. Raven does not look after anybody. But God uses raven to feed the man of God. So raven that is selfish will go and carry food and bring it to the man of God and will not touch it. You know, when God wants to bless you, he can use the worst enemy of yours to transform your life. Somebody that will never give money to anybody can one day give you a car. Are you getting what I'm saying? Elon Musk is one of the biggest supporters of I'm talking of Christianity. Before he gave his life to Christ, Chris Oyakilome, he gives him millions of dollars before he gave his life. Somebody said, how he gave his life? I said, you can't give to people like Chris Oyakilome and not give your life. Your money become prayer. You see, when God wants to feed you, he uses any rain. Somebody who does not know you before, we house you, we feed you, we take you to the level that nobody in your family can take you to. So when God uses raven, it is a symbol of communion. It's a symbol of manna. When you will be bellyful in the midst of lack. When you lack nothing in the midst of lack. So, God uses any source to bless his children. I hope somebody this morning will go home believing that I know my God will do it. There was a story of a student. He did the exam and he failed. He said, the boy was giving testimony. He said, I was an hard worker in school. I studied extremely hard for the exam. He said, I got to the exam. I don't know what turned me off. He said, what I wrote, when I read it, I couldn't understand it. You know, when some people, when you finish, you want to go through your paper to see what. He said, it was like I was writing gibberish. I was writing rubbish. He said, with tears in his eyes, he just wrote the last letters, thank you, Jesus. And he submitted the paper. The marker marked it. Zero. Listen to this. So they asked the marker to select three papers. You know, normally they moderate. If you have been a teacher, I'm a teacher, so I know what I'm talking about. They moderate your marking. Another teacher will mark what you have marked. Pick the highest, the middle, and the lowest. Okay, somebody's following what I'm saying. So he picked the three. He didn't pick the boys' own. Because the boys' own supposed to be the lowest. So they moderate the paper. By the time he's recorded, he say, I've not input this poison. So he went through and he saw, thank you, Jesus. And he said, thank you, Jesus. And the lecturer was saying, thank you, Jesus, up and down the room. And he has marked him 0/100. And he put 8 there. And he put a mark. 80%. 80%. Core courses, 400 level. So the boy saw the results and went to the lecturer. Said, sir, I don't think that's my results. I said, so you are the thank you, Jesus. He said, yes, sir. He said, I don't know what came upon me. He said, well, I'll give you the mark. I can't change it. He said, but that's your thank you, Jesus. Kept me thinking for 3 days. He said, I ran to church the following Sunday. And I know the thank you, Jesus, was bringing a change to my life. God walks in a diverse way you cannot explain. The day you can explain God, you are finished. The day you can explain your healing, you are dead. The Bible said that woman with the issue of blood, he said, if I may but touch his garment, he has finished all his money. No money to pay to doctors again. He said, but if I may but touch the hem of his garment, he said, I will be made whole. Listen, he went, he touched. He was made whole. In the Bible, how many people have touched the garment and made whole? You have it in your Bible that somebody touched the hem of his garment. Is he a prescription? No. But somebody faith pick another level of connecting with God. What is your faith picking today? God uses unlikely source. So raven will carry food, go and give to prophet. Prophet will chop, pray. Water will come, he will drink water in drought. In drought. Hallelujah. Number four, if anybody is writing, obedience precedes provision. For you to have godly provision, you need to be obedient. Obedience that is convenient is not obedience. Am I talking to anybody? I am obeying because it's convenient. It's not obedience. I come to church because I have nothing doing on Sunday. That's not obedience. I give offering because I have leftover. That's not obedience. I pay tithe because it's convenient. That's not obedience. Obedience precedes provision. When you obey, I've taught us in this church several years, I say it continuously. Don't go out because a man of God asks you to come and give anything. As well as you know, you will not pay it. Hallelujah. Because the moment you step outside, you have committed yourself in the spirit realm. So it's better to sit down and not let the man of God call your name, say, if you will not answer, don't answer. The only thing, the complete obedience is when you come out and you fulfill it. Obedience precedes provision. But if God, if, let's say, man of God, I hardly call for money. If I'm preaching here and I say, I want five people to come out, if your heart tells you I'm one of those five, and you sit down, you have disobeyed. Do you follow what I'm saying? Obedience. The Bible says, Elijah, go to the brooks and stay there until my provision manifests. Go to the brook, stay there. Go to the lake. What's the name of this boy that was picked from Mephibosheth? Mephibosheth went to which land? Lodebar. Where nothing grew. Where there's no pastor. Did God not locate him there? He had a child. A crippled guy in the Bible. He had a baby. God located him in Lodebar. You think God cannot locate you in where you are? Hallelujah. That was a story I keep on saying. How it happens, I don't know. And do you know the day the grace left? You know, there are some grace we enjoy, man. I went to Swaziland. I had no jacket. I don't know the wear jacket. Those of you, when during our time in Nigeria, before I traveled to Nigeria, jacket is not part of fashion. No. Jacket is not fashion now. Because you see them wearing leather jacket in the sun of 37 degrees, running after Molue. So it is a thing of, you can get it. During my time, when I was traveling, then there was no, or maybe I didn't know. But I've lived in Lagos for like 5-6 years before I travel out. So what I'm saying is the issue of the jacket was not that. So when I left Nigeria, I had no jacket. I work in the bank. I had two suits. One of the suits was the one I wore. And that was the only thing worn. And then my wife, out of the things they packed up for me, gave me one Ankara to cover myself. I was staying with a family, a church, a pastor. They are staying in a bed seat. A bed seat is just one room. They have their toilet, kitchen. And there's no long room and a sitting room. No. So it's just room. A studio. They call it bed seat. Okay. Let me deal with him, please. Should be 25. So what am I saying? He says, I will sleep in a temperature of, they have no heater. The temperature may be minus six. I will sleep on a laminated floor. Laminated floor. I will spread the Ankara, sleep on the Ankara, and cover myself with it. -4 degrees. I never feel cold. I never had cold one day. Number two, sir. I preach in morning, breakfast. What they call it? Lunch hour. They stay under the tree. Snow. Everybody will wear jacket. Somebody gave me a t-shirt. I will wear the t-shirt and I will be preaching in the snow. Snow will be falling on me. I never catch cold one day. Am I talking to somebody? Never catch cold one day. The day I started feeling cold, man, was the day somebody gave me a jacket. Do you understand? I'm talking about God's provision. One day I was preaching in the cold. Snow was falling on me. It's a red t-shirt. I brought the t-shirt to UK. I kept it for like 10 years before I threw it away. It's up to this place. Just sleep the chair. Don't worry. We'll deal with it later. It was like here. It's a red t-shirt. I bought a few of them that look like it. The brother said, that man is in Austria now. He said, Pastor Dad, you want to commit suicide? I said, I'm not feeling cold. I was sweating. They were wearing 3-4 layers. I don't have. God will not disappoint you. God will make all provision available unto you. Trust him. Depend on him. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:27 to 30. I need to round up now. Communion sustain us in wilderness. Okay, you are there? It said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of what? Of the Lord. That is why Ebola Angel, it is sacrifice. Of the Lord unworthily. The unworthiness is you just eat like you are eating ordinary meal. Okay, shall be guilty of the blood and blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, when you don't believe in what you are eating, don't eat it. Hallelujah. Go to 28. In 28, he said, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. 29. For he that eateth and drink unworthily eateth and drink damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The only condition is discerning the Lord's body. The only condition is saying, this is the body of Christ I'm eating. Give me the last time. For this cause many are weak and sick. You will not be sick in the name of Jesus. Mercy will take you in the name of Jesus. Mercy will protect you in the name of Jesus. Communion sustain us in wilderness. If anybody is writing that, that's number four. Communion sustain us in wilderness. The Bible says, you shall drink of the brooks. You shall drink of the brooks. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Who can recite it for us? Psalm 23, 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd. How many of you believe that? Or you just think it is? You just read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack accommodation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack children. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack money. He said, I shall not want. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. On feet. Green pasture is not bed. It's not water bed though. He made me stand on the green pasture. Then he lead me besides still water. Hallelujah. Give me Philippians 4:19. We've read it today. But my God shall supply all your need Psalm 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And this is what he said, but my God shall supply all you need. Hallelujah. Please, in rounding up before we take the communion, God has every sovereignty over his creation. God has every power over his creation. Hallelujah. So listen, look at these men. They called me last, was it on Friday or Thursday? Sir, please, can you let us use your chair? Or let's rent your chair. I said, why will you rent here? Eh? I said, please come and take it. And they came to pick it up, say, on Friday. Oh, we'll pay for it. I said, no, don't worry yourself. Where am I coming to? God has used them for me since when I came here. There was a time we were looking for some beads and some things to drill. I just ran into the office. They didn't say it's a church. They gave. But when I was moving in, the first one I was told is don't talk to them. Don't relate with them. They are not nice people. So your comment doesn't matter to me. I will take my own decisions. God have every sovereignty over all his creation. He said, I have commanded the raven to feed you. Leviticus 11, 15. Please, boys, be fast. We are landing on. Leviticus 11, 15. What did he say? He said, raven is, he said, every raven after his kind. Go to the next one. Okay. Start from 14. But he says they are unclean. So raven and the vulture are in the same class. Go to 13. I don't know where is. Go to 13. Okay, look at it. He said, and these are they which ye shall have in abomination among the fowl. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. He then went, the eagle and the ostrich. And the osprey, go there, next verse. And the vulture, and the kite after his kind. And which one? Every raven after his kind. God said in Leviticus, they are unclean. The same God used to feed. Do you know Elijah had that food? If he had not had it, he would have died there. And do you know Peter refused to take the instruction from God because he thought it was unclean? In Acts chapter 10, he said it's unclean. God said, I said, take it. After 3 times, don't take it. God can supply your need through your enemy. The witches in your family may be the one that will give you what you need. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, that your ex, that you beat yourself on the high street, and you said, never anywhere I see him, I will kill him with gun. Huh? He may be the one that will point your child to the right direction tomorrow. What am I saying? God's sovereignty over his creation. God can use any rain to make provision for you. Give me Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. Are we getting anything this morning? 8 to 9. For my thought and not your thought. The way God thinks is not the way you think. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. The way you are talking is not the way. He said, for as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your way and my thought than your thought. That means what God will do, he does not need to consult you or your enemy. He will not consult your family. He will bless you on his own accord. Hallelujah. Psalm 50 verse 10 and 11. Somebody is receiving miracles as we are talking. Somebody healing is taking place now. It's taking place. It said, for every beast of the forest is mine, whether it is dirty or not. And the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Give me the next verse. I know all the fowl of the mountain and the wild beasts of the field are mine. God said, every of his provision are his, and he will use it to bless you. Give me Matthew 6, 26. Behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not Abi? Do they farm? No. Neither do they reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father feed them. The birds. He said, God feed them. Now look at the last verse, a last phrase. Are ye not much better than they? Ask yourself. Are you not better than bird? Have you seen bird coming to your house knocking on the door and say, I'm hungry? God feed them. No matter how, God feed them. Someone, is this a 103 or so? 112, he said, wherever the sole of your feet touch, he said, I've given to you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards who? Towards me, towards you. That ye always having all sufficiency in what? In all things. May abound to every good work. Listen, God's faithfulness is in every season. No? Hallelujah. That somebody doesn't like you does not mean God hate you. That somebody said that will not talk to you does not mean God will not talk to you. That somebody said, I will fight you till I finish you. The person will die. The person will die. Stay on course to love God. Stay on course to serve God. Stay on course to do everything that pleases God. Because God says, I am the bread of life. Whosoever shall come to me shall not hunger. John 6:35. Everybody stand on your feet as we take the communion. John 6:35. John 6:35. Somebody healing is taking place now. I don't know why I'm talking about healing, but healing is taking place in people's body right now. Somebody's going to get home and you'll be different. Everything the doctors have said, God says they are liars because I'm turning it around for you today in the name of Jesus. God and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believe on me shall never thirst. He that come to me will never hunger. Hunger is not only about food. Hunger is about your health. Hunger is about your finances. Hunger is about your accommodation. Hunger is the way you are treated. Hunger is about your career. It said, anyone that come to me, are you ready to come to him today? We go beyond ordinary saying to the manifestation of God. Libronta lekoshogede. Can the minister please join me this morning? Can they join me this morning up here? Makobran deke deke de. Libre deke de. Libre deke de de. Bible says something. Everybody, as the ministers are coming, please pray at the table. Let's pray this prayer. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Please put it up, little children. Make proto yege de. Somebody's child will bring glory to the family. Where they have turned it is over with you. God says, I will turn everything around in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew what? Their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Somebody, I want you to pray, Lord, I am waiting on you for the change. Do not delay. Bring my change now, oh God. Let my change be immediate. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, I'm waiting for my change. I wait on you this morning for my change. I wait on you for my change. I wait on you for my change. Just pray for God. Whatever you need from God, talk to him. Lord, I need this turnaround. In my health, I need this turnaround. In my finances, I need this turnaround. Talk to God this morning. to God this morning. Somebody cry to God for healing. If there's anybody that is sick around you that you know, begin to pray, Lord, let the healing be permanent right now. Lord, transform the life of this person. Every delay, the Bible said, none shall be barren in my house. Begin to talk to God. Just talk to him this morning. Me broto ye gegegegegegede. Bradu katova leka de bregegegede. Just talk to him this morning. Baroto koto. Lebre de kete kete. Talk to him. Talk to him. Balika te brekete koto yagada. Just talk to him this morning. I want somebody to connect with God this morning before we seal it with communion. The healing must be permanent this morning. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Karanda yagade borogoda. Eto tuka te brekoto yagado. The healing must be permanent. Money that your heal, that your knee is receiving healing, that your back is receiving the touch of God. Just talk to him this morning. God is regulating everything in your body. He is regulating everything in your body. Bakatu baranda koto bregede, letu daya kade bregede gede gede, barota yaga da gada gada. He said, I will heal you and you will be complete. Just talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. This headache is not part of my body. I command you to go. I command you to go. Ah, that backache, I command you to go. Talk to God. Talk to God. You are not candidate of doctors. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Your brain is being touched now. Your thinking pattern is being touched right now. Healing is taking place. Healing is taking place. Healing is taking place. Kakucha da balo gede. Ible tuka shode gede 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 godo. Communion today in obedience to your word that I will not be hungry anymore, in obedience to your word that I will be made whole, in obedience to your word that it is a meal of transformation. My Father, My God, let this meal change my life. As I take your body, let it renew my body. As I take your blood, let it renew my blood. Let everything about me be transformed. Let everything about me be changed today. Lord, I believe you that you will supply all my need according to your riches in glory. Lord, I believe that you will do everything in the heavenlies on earth to make me stable, to make me a conqueror, to make me an overcomer. I am a winner. I am an overcomer. I am healed. I am daughter. My God will supply all my reach, all my need, all that I needed through his name in the heavenly places on earth realm, and I will be satisfied. I will be satisfied. I will be satisfied. No more sickness. No more lack. No more disgrace. No more disappointment. It is my time to be what God has called me to be. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we bless your meal today. We bless the meal today. It becomes your body. It becomes your blood. Let it neutralize every toxins in our body and let it make us whole. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. As you get the communion, take it. As you take it, begin to ask God for everything. For everything. Take it and begin to fire prayer. Everything about you. Ask him to touch your family. Ask him to touch everything. Take it as you get it and begin to pray. Maratu could you get a godo? Just begin to talk to God. Talk to God. Makakande bregegede. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God.
From beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, somebody that can pray. Slow down, boys. Hold somebody that can pray and you will pray for. Hold somebody that you pray for. You are going to say, every argument. The song we sang is, sing that song. You are God from beginning to end. From beginning, Alpha and Omega. Our year is the year of Alpha and Omega. From beginning to the end. Is that there is no place for argument. You are going to pray for the person you are holding. Please, hold on, boys, hold on, hold on. I want us to get this prayer. Every argument about the health of this woman, every argument about the finances of this woman, every argument about the family of this woman, you understand? Our health, our money, our finances. Listen to me. Let me explain to you so that you know what to pray. Doctor, we say this is what I see. Eh? God is saying it's a different thing. It's an argument. Abi, your bank account is red. You don't want it like that. It's an argument. Am I talking to somebody? Ali Kubra Kategede. This is not the way you want your family to be. Abi, your wife, you want your wife to be better. You want your children to be able, it's not like that, it's an argument. Am I right? Lord, every argument concerning the person I'm holding, Lord, silence it today. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Every argument, every argument, every argument. Communion is a communion that silences argument. Communion is a power of transformation. Every argument concerning the person I'm holding, every argument concerning his health, every argument concerning his family, every argument concerning his children, I silence it. Somebody, pray for that person. Pray for that person. Every argument, every argument, every argument. I silence this money. Pray for that person. Silence the argument. Silence the argument. Silence the argument. Silence the argument. Baroto yaga da 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 da. Every question that life is asking, every question that is being asked about this person, I silence in this money. 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 Pray for that person. Jesus, and we pray. Pray the last prayer. This is the last prayer for that person. Okay. When the children of Israel ate the meal and they left Egypt, they didn't leave empty. But that was the end of Pharaoh. No other Pharaoh stood to satisfy them. You are going to pray. This person I'm holding, Jehovah, let today silence every battle in his life, every opposition in his life, every challenges in his life. Let the meal of today put an end to it. Open your mouth, pray for the person. Pray for the person. Get there, God, get every hakukada. Get there, God. Every argument, let him be silenced. Every argument, let him be silenced. Be two together. Oh, two together. Better together. every argument, lay a gadagade, Marate Godogade, Ibrakadagado, Abri, Ligadagade, the mean silence, every argument silent, every oppression, it is silence today. And the silent corona again. Whatever the enemy is saying, we stop it. Whatever the enemy is saying, we stop it. Alu lu gede, ududu gede gede, meleko dogodo. Permanent in the name of Jesus. That woman with the issue of blood never complain again. The woman at the well never complain again. The man at the beautiful gate never complain again. Lord, everyone here will not complain again in the name of Jesus. The change we are expecting, let it start now. That change we are expecting, let it start now. That change we are expecting, let it start now. Everyone here, we have a testimony to share before the end of this year. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Can you come?